Moving on, Czech researchers have begun preparing a return expedition to the ancient site of Machu Picchu, where they have monitored geological conditions in the last few years. In 2002, a Japanese team warned that the famous Incan ruins, situated at 2,400 meters, could be destroyed as the result of landslide shifts. But Czech specialists, among many scientists who traveled to the area, conducted their own tests and came away with different results. A little earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to one of the members of the Czech team, Charles University's Vít Vilímek, who will be heading back to Machu Picchu this summer.
I can confirm that the Japanese group published information about the direct endangering of the archaeological site of Machu Picchu, but our experiences are not so catastrophic. In the beginning, we checked all the field data, I mean all the devices which they are using for the explanation, and what we saw in the beginning, that they installed the devices only into the surface layer, only into the weathering cover and into the soil. And you see the buildings are mostly fixed on hard rocks, or they are located at the flat top of the main crash. So our idea was to install the measurement or to do the measurement across the fissures or open trenches, but in the hard rocks, not in the soil. And what we measured up to now was about up to 1 millimeter per year. And the Japanese, they measured in the beginning up to 1 centimeter, but per month during the rainy season. So this is a big difference.
And you're talking there about the shift to the structures.
Yeah.
Another team is going to head back this summer. Are you going to be part of that team?
Yes, this is the same team. So I'm mainly in collaboration with some people from Academy of Science, mainly with Jan Klimeš from the Department of Engineering Geology from Academy of Science. And sometimes we bring there some of our students from the faculty.
What kind of an area is it generally around Machu Picchu? And what are some, say, realistic threats to the ancient site?
You have there really very steep slopes, and you have there a period with lots of precipitation, the rainy season. This is during our winter here in the northern hemisphere. And during this time, it's true that lots of soil or sediments are under some trends for landsliding. But this is mostly in the valleys, I mean the tributary valleys into the Urubamba River. So these are probably the most complicated localities for settlement. The archaeological locality itself, from the point of view of the long-time evolution, it was built in really a problematic area. The archaeological site was built in the area of an ancient, really old landslide. So some signs of landsliding are there, but we suppose that there is not real danger in a few years. But still, we continue each year. We continue with other measurements. So it is better if we have the long-term measurement.
Vít Vilímek, a researcher from Charles University, ahead of his annual working trip to Machu.